Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Year 1000, when explorers connected the world and globalization began. By Valerie Hansen. Read by Cynthia Farrell.
For Jim, who went everywhere and read everything. Author's note. To reach the broadest possible audience, I followed a few guidelines. Keep foreign names and words to a minimum. Use the most familiar spellings and drop most diacritics. Refer to modern countries and regions and avoid bogging down the reader with place names no longer in use. Convert historic measurements and units into both English and metric measures. Write endnotes that provide sufficient information to locate the sources. Prologue. The street is packed with customers buying pearl necklaces from Sri Lanka, ornaments carved from African ivory, perfumes preserved with stabilizers from Tibet and Somalia, vials crafted from Baltic amber, and furniture made from every imaginable aromatic wood. The smell of foreign incense permeates the air. A shop around the corner sells expensive and high-tech products, alongside versions modified for local consumers. Depending on the holiday, Hindu, Muslim, or Buddhist worshippers join the throngs. Later, when you drop by a friend's place, she offers you a cool drink with an unusual fragrance. The family shows off their latest acquisitions, a fine table made of Javanese sandalwood displaying an intricately carved rhinoceros horn. Many of the knickknacks look imported, testifying to your friend's cosmopolitan taste. This city, with its many connections to distant places, sounds like any important modern metropolis. But this is what the Chinese city of Quanzhou was like in the year 1000. Halfway between Shanghai and Hong Kong on the China coast, and directly facing Taiwan, Quanzhou was then one of the largest and wealthiest ports in the world. All the products for sale were common trade goods of the day. For centuries, the Chinese had been importing fragrant woods such as sandalwood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?